Now, the NFL Eagles Weekly Report. Interviews with the coaches and players, league standings, and game schedule for the Eagles' upcoming games. Brought to you by Bo Diesel and NFL.
The NFL Eagles have just three regular season games remaining. They host the Fort Saskatchewan Chiefs this Friday at 8:30 at the Twin Arenas. Last Saturday, the Eagles lost 4-2 on the road to Stony Plain. Stony's newest addition, former Edmonton Oiler Ryan Smith, had a goal and an assist against NFL in his Chinook Hockey League debut. On Friday, following a last-second 4-3 defeat to the Bentley Generals at home, 96.5 CKFM gathered this post-game audio.
Joined by NFL Eagles defenseman Chris Baylor after a tough one here, the final regular season meeting versus the Bentley Generals. Always an incredible battle with these two squads. What's your take here after, you know, a few games versus Bentley in an NFL uniform this season?
Yeah, they're always fun. It's definitely hard fought every night. Unfortunately, came out on the losing end tonight, but look forward to hopefully playing them in the playoffs.
You had a chance there, a late power play. You get the puck back at the line there and are able to help generate a goal. Take us through that tying goal at that point.
Yeah, kind of late there, just trying to get it on net, get it through. Luckily, it did get through. I think it got tipped, but yeah, that was a real positive to tie that up late.
As far as your season goes here with this team, you have a chance to play for Coach Sutter here this year. You know, what's that been like for you?
It's been unbelievable. I wasn't sure what to expect. I've never seen a game in the Chinook League. It's been awesome. It's fun. Coach Sutter's unbelievable to play for, just a wealth of knowledge.
Yeah, you've had obviously some great coaches over the years. Where does he rank among the guys that you've learned things from?
I'd say he's definitely at the top. I was telling my parents the other day, actually, I kind of wish I had him earlier in my career. Maybe nothing would have changed, but it would have been nice to have him a bit earlier.
Your career has seen you go from the AJHL's Olds Grizzlies, where we remember you. You know, what do you remember about those days?
Oh, those days were some of the best, you know, playing in a small town where they support the team. And it's funny, you know, you go back and see familiar faces. They don't forget you. And it's kind of where it all started, and I'll never forget my time there.
It allowed you to springboard onto the NCAA level. What was the experience like when you went to Sacred Heart?
Yeah, you know, that's a big step, but awesome experience. Wouldn't trade it for the world. Had a good 4 years down there. Got my schooling, which is kind of nice looking back on it now. So, yeah, that was awesome.
The pro career and the destinations you went to there, tell us about a few of those stops.
Yeah, I actually played all 3 years in Columbus, Georgia. So it was pretty nice. They treated us like real pros down there. And it was unbelievable. It helped not having snow and kind of hitting the golf course when you can. So, yeah, it was 3 good years. And glad to be home, though, after kind of, you know, seven years down south.
It's kind of one of the, you know, star-crossing things that happened down there was obviously San Zabados got signed there as well. Did you wind up shooting against her back in the AJHL before that?
Yeah, you know what? I think I did. We only played the North, you know, the twice a year or whatever it was. I think I caught her last year in junior there. And, yeah, it was fun to play with her. We got a lot of media attention for sure, so that was kind of different. But, yeah, it was good.
As far as being able to play for the NFL Eagles this season, obviously the big goal here with this team and with this community is to eventually, you know, win this provincial championship and get to the Allen Cup. What do you like about the mix of players you have on the team here this year?
Yeah, you know, that's the end goal. We're working towards it. That's kind of why I chose here. I thought Coach Sutter had a good group, and we're building for that. We struggled a bit, but we're right there. We're just you know, losing a lot of one-goal games, and we're building for playoffs. So I think it's going to be a positive and hopefully go on a long run here.
Listen each week at this time for the NFL Eagles Reports, brought to you by Bo Diesel and NFL.